Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
I'm great. It's my favorite time of the week. But before we play this week's show, I've got to go over last week's challenge.
You do indeed.
In which I said, start with the location, Norwegian Roald Amundsen became the first to reach on December 14th, 1911. Rearrange the letters in that place, and you can spell a five-letter word for a thing that can be built, and a four-letter word for a place you might build it.
If you start with South Pole, you can rearrange those letters to spell house and plot.
Excellent, although you might not want to build a house at the South Pole.
Probably not. All right, Ian. November 21st, 1945, was the start of a 113-day nationwide strike by the United Auto Workers against General Motors. Over 300,000 people took part in what was, to that point, the longest strike by the UAW against a major manufacturer and the longest national strike against GM in its history. To commemorate that historic event, this week I've brought a quiz in which each correct answer has the initials GM. Born Anna Mary Robertson in Greenwich, New York, the artist who began painting in earnest at the age of 78 and had her first solo exhibition titled What a Farm Wife Painted 2 years later is better known by what name?
That's Grandma Moses.
It is indeed, and Grandma Moses was friends with Norman Rockwell, and she appears in a Rockwell painting that was used as a Saturday Evening Post cover. Introduced in February of 2005, what application has features called Street View and Business View and provides driving, walking, and public transportation options when you ask for directions?
Google Maps.
Google Maps is right. And in 2009, Google and Hasbro teamed up to create Monopoly City Streets, and players bought real city streets, and they used Google Maps as the board.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that kind of cool? Yeah. Known for creating television shows like Happy Days and Mork and Mindy, who went on to direct the hit movies Beaches and Pretty Woman, and has a sister, Penny, who was also a famous director?
Gary Marshall.
Gary Marshall is correct. And speaking of Happy Days, Gary Marshall appeared in two episodes of Happy Days as a drummer. Who served as ambassador to the Soviet Union, Minister of Labor, Minister of Foreign Affairs, and the Minister of Internal Affairs before being elected the fourth Prime Minister of Israel in 1969?
Golda Meir.
Golda Meir is right. And Golda Meir attended what is now the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and the main library is named after her. And finally, what advertising slogan was first used in October of 1993 and, since 1995, has been used in print ads featuring celebrities and fictional characters asking, "Where's your mustache?"
Got Milk.
Got Milk is right. And in 2005, the California Milk Processor Board, which is who the advertisement was made for, created Got Ripped Off with their favorite 100 parodies of that slogan. Well, Ian earned the gold medal for using his gray matter again this week. Got Milk? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Good man. Or you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase, on strike. Change one letter to a W, then rearrange the result to spell a word for a place people don't go when they're on strike. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
We will see you then.